Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Berlin, to Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar, to comment on European affairs, but they're very, very similar to American affairs. Migration. Two aspects of migration that are not predictable. Right now, members of the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk coalition government have expressed concerns about plans to suspend the right to asylum amid unease that the measures may break the Constitution and international law. Mr. Tusk vowed to reject any European Union migration policies that Warsaw believes undermine its security and said Poland would temporarily suspend the right to asylum. Judy, a very good day to you in Berlin. This surprised me. Mr. Tusk is seen as restoring a sense of justice to Poland. Right now, though, it appears that I must look at the numbers. Poland is not only dealing with the war in Ukraine and the millions who have fled Ukraine for near at hand and far at hand in Europe, but also with the offensive that Belarus launched in 2021 by pushing people from all parts of Eurasia over the border to burden Poland and Lithuania. So Tusk is saying that he is suspending the right to asylum. One, is that a blow to Brussels? And two, what is driving this? Is he worried about his right wing? Good day to you.
Yeah, good day, John, and thank you for having me on your show. And I'm still involved with the Great Strategic Europe blog, and this element of Poland comes up quite often. So Donald Tusk, he was a big shot in Poland as a former prime minister, big shot in the European Council that represents the member states. And now he's actually saying that Poland would temporarily suspend the right to asylum. I mean, this is a big blow because actually this undermines Article 18 of the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights, which guarantees the right to asylum in the Union. And as you say, he's saying that this is on security grounds. And in some ways, you have to sympathize with him because with support from Russia, they're bringing a lot of asylum seekers or refugees, maybe they're not asylum seekers, are crossing the border via Belarus, which borders with Poland, and going straight into Poland without any controls. And Poland has tried to close the fences on this. It's very, very difficult for them. But essentially, Tusk is actually... how would you say it? He crystallizes all the problems of the migration and of the asylum issues that is now dominating EU politics. No matter which country you go to, it's probably the number one or two issue.
Yes, the number one or two issue, but Poland in particular, because it was assaulted by what we now know to be a plan to destabilize Poland with those migrants pushed across the border. This is, what, 2 years now. I remember a photograph of the Polish authorities, military authorities, arrayed at the border to prevent people from crossing into Poland. And they had an emergency shelter for them to turn the ones who had crossed over and were going to be returned. So Poland was early on a target. And then the Ukrainian invasion. And then the burst of people from the eastern part of the country, running away from the Russians. Now, that means Poland's bearing a burden that the rest of Europe can't match. Is that a concern in Brussels, that they're asking a great deal of the Polish public?
I think this is a really good point, because frankly, those asylum seekers, whether legitimate or not, do illegally cross into Poland, and Poland actually is not prepared to accept them anymore. But if they do get into Poland, they actually go down to Germany, which borders with Poland. And then it creates a huge pressure on Germany. And as we know, Germany has temporarily closed the borders. So Poland is doing something what Germany is doing, closing the borders, which undermines the whole idea of freedom of movement. But actually, Poland has been much more explicit, and it's actually challenging the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights, which guarantees the right to asylum. So this is a big step that Tusk is doing. One other thing, Tusk hasn't got a free hand on this. He may be, you know, at the centre-right, the centre-left, however you want to call it anymore, the Prime Minister of Poland, but he has an unwieldy coalition, a right-wing coalition and a very different kind of three-party coalition. And they have very different views on women's rights, on asylum, on migration and on justice. And actually, Tusk has another big problem, and actually he's not delivering on women's rights, such as the right to abortion and liberalising all sorts of aspects of women's rights. So he's under an awful lot of pressure domestically, which is one of the reasons why he's doing this. But pragmatically, he's doing this to say to the European Union, we need a serious asylum and migration policy, and it is not there.
To complicate migration, headline within these last hours, Italy's Meloni calls plan to send migrants to Albania courageous, unprecedented. There's a photograph accompanying this in the Reuters report. A drone view shows a reception camp for illegal migrants who are expected to be brought from Italy. This is in Albania as of these hours. As I understand it, it is the migrants coming from North Africa, and these reception camps are for men only, males only. Italy is saying they're not separating families. They're saying the ill and those aggrieved will be kept in Italy along with women and children, but single males that dominate the boats coming from Tunisia, for example, will be held in Albania. This one praised by Sir Keir Starmer some weeks ago, although since then I've seen that Albania said this is only for Italy because of Italy's generosity to take on the thousands that who fled Albania at the breakup of the Soviet Union. Does this suit the rest of the EU, the idea of holding a reception camp in another country in order to process the applications of the single men coming from North Africa?
Well, I wonder how other NATO countries would react to this, because Albania is a member of NATO. So, I mean, I was wondering what would happen if Italy or Spain or Greece or other countries did this. But somehow Albania, well, it's not quite in Europe yet, and it's not in the EU, but it's NATO. But this is exporting the problem, and it's for male asylum seekers only. But we're back to the issue. It's an American issue. It's a European issue. And maybe this may be a way to deal with asylum seekers, process them quickly. By the way, this holding area for the asylum seekers took 6 or 7 months to prepare. Italy's providing an awful lot of finance for this. But if it's got to work, they have to really process the asylum applicants very, very quickly. And this will be the litmus test of whether these camps are working or not. And then what happens? You send them back. How do you send them back? Do you have their passports? Do you have their IDs? Do they want to go back? Will they try to escape? It's all unbelievably complicated. And as long as you and I have been having these discussions, migration remains the number one issue, and it's getting even more complicated.
I just add from my viewing these photographs, it very much looks like a low-security prison, not a reception camp. But in any event, this is a crisis throughout Italy. I know that's true. The Lampedusa, the outer islands of Sicily were overwhelmed all these last years, and I don't know whether that's still the case. It's also the tragedy of those rickety boats overloaded and not making it across the gap from Tunisia to Lampedusa. However, I turn to the politics of this, Judy, because we know it's coming back. There are big elections in Germany next year, and Mr. Scholz seems to be reacting in a fashion to secure his ability to run for re-election. Is that generally true? Is Alternative for Deutschland still rising, or is that story behind us?
No, the Alternative for Deutschland is quite stable for the moment, and quasi-communist party, the Wagenknecht party, is doing quite well. Scholz is panicking, and he's doing anything now to try to claw back the consensus, you know, raising pensioner incomes and so on, but not dealing with young people, not dealing with the infrastructure of schools. And more importantly, John, when it comes to China, having actually voted against the tariffs that the EU introduced against Chinese cars, the Chancellor Scholz now is going to pour millions into subsidies into Volkswagen, the automobile car factory, so that they can speed up the whole electric car issue and give people, consumers, big subsidies as well. It's crazy. There's no competition here in Germany. It's subsidies, subsidies, subsidies at the expense of the infrastructure and of schools and of health and of other social issues like kindergartens.
Let's turn to that, because the competition with China is also a matter in North America. We're beginning to resemble each other a lot, Judy. There used to be some distinctions I could make. Judy Dempsey's in Berlin. We're talking about the European Union and NATO. They're not exactly one-to-one. Also, all the other countries of Europe, whether they're members or not, are watching very carefully the success or not of Germany. So when we come back, Volkswagen, yes, but China. China and tariffs. With Judy Dempsey in Berlin of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.